Hello, Audio Booland. Welcome to another episode of Bubby's Crazy Kitchen, licensed to spill. Today we're doing a recipe that's been tried and tested by us, and it was very successful. You can find the recipe on allrecipes.com, and they're called Italian breaded pork chops. But I've made some modifications, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Let me know what you think. The first thing I did is I sliced up some potato and onion really, really thinly. Hold on. We have a dog going off at another dog. There, that solved that problem. So I've sliced up onion and potato really thinly, and I use a machine for that called an Isodicer Plus. But if you don't have one, use however you get slices. You can use a knife or things like that. And I put them in the electric fry pan and cooked them, like half cooked them. Made sure they were almost cooked, so a bit more than half, I guess. But basically, you want them cooked enough so that they'll cook when you put them in the oven. So we have our onion and potato. Now, to make the pork chops, you need pork chops, of course. You need breadcrumbs. You need some Parmesan cheese. The recipe says to use the same amount of crumbs and cheese, but I found I added a bit less cheese than breadcrumbs. Otherwise, I found they were too cheesy. So you need breadcrumbs, cheese, eggs. I use 3 little ones, so if you have big ones, you can use 2. And milk. And some seasonings for the breadcrumbs. So I used like garlic and a bit of rosemary. And a little bit of Italian herb mix, which has had rosemary in it, but anyway, hey. And so if your pork chops are too thick, you can pound them with like a meat tenderizer. If they're thin, then that's great. You can just go ahead and crumb them. And just in case, I mean, everybody probably knows how, but just in case you dip the breadcrumbs in the egg mixture, and you dip them in the breadcrumb. And if you want a double crumb, then you dip them back in the egg and back in the breadcrumbs. You can also dip them in a bit of flour before you dip them in the egg and breadcrumbs. It helps them to stick. So once your breadcrumbs are on the pork, once your pork is all crumbed nicely and evenly coated, you stick them in the fry pan and you brown those. Now you want them to be... Are you listening, Dave? You want them to be golden brown on both sides. So about 5 minutes each side should do it. Then what you do once you have your pork nice and golden brown is you layer the potato and the onion in the bottom of a baking tray or a casserole dish with a little bit of olive oil so they don't all stick. And then you lay your pork chops on top of that, and then you lay some more potato and onion over the top of that, and you put it all in the oven and cook it until it's cooked. If you have a meat thermometer, your pork should be at about 70 degrees Celsius. Sorry, don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. If you don't, about 40 minutes should do it nicely in the oven. Temperature of about 180. And of course, it's going to depend on the type of oven you have and all that good stuff. But, you want to make sure your pork's nicely cooked through. But if your pork chops are thin, they should cook no problem, because don't forget you browned them to start with. And that's about it. Serve and enjoy. I also cooked some vegetables with that, just because I wasn't sure there was enough. But, yeah, what you serve it with is up to your imagination. So there is my breaded pork chop recipe. Hope you enjoy. See you later.